Joshua Braff is the author of the novels The Unthinkable Thoughts of Jacob Green and Peep Show. His latest is The Daddy Diaries, where he chronicles the very topical world of marital role reversal, in which current-day Mr. Mom Jay, his wife, and their 13 and 10-year-old kids are suddenly plucked from their life in San Francisco and moved by a new company to Florida. Leaving behind friends and his Northern California sensibility, Jay struggles to keep his family happy through the learning curves. And it's something that Joshua Braff knows a little bit about, and he joins us on the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. Great pleasure to have you here. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks for the invitation. I appreciate it.
What got you thinking about these particular issues in the Daddy Diaries?
Well, as a writer, I am an observer of the human condition, so I found myself with a newborn baby, and my wife and I sat down and decided that to make ends meet, the best way it would be to have dad stay home. And this was back in 2000, before this became something you see a lot more of, to the extent that Super Bowl ads have dads and baby Bjorns and putting in the laundry in the right slot of the washing machine.
Right.
I was sort of the only, you know, I took it on, and I was in the trenches and raising babies and toddlers and also writing. The Unthinkable Thoughts of Jacob Green began for me when my first son was 6 months old. So there would be a nanny for the first couple hours, and then I would go off and write the book and come back. And so I was able to juggle both and happy to have two jobs. And found myself ready to write about it. And The Daddy Diaries is one bit of truth from it is. It's a novel, but there's truth in it. That's sort of my bread and butter. Can turn right or left whenever I want to, but also follow certain truths about my own life and observations. But one of the things about this book was that we really did move to Florida. Four of us picked up from the Northern California environment and moved to the Deep South. It was St. Petersburg. West Coast, Florida. And I was the wife went off to work. She took a big job, and the kids, I dropped them off, and then it was, what now? And it was about 106 degrees, and I found a Starbucks, and I started to write pieces, chapters on my observations of being this dad who had so much to say because of my vantage point of having two kids grow up right before me. The book is really about love. When I went out to sell Peep Show, I wasn't necessarily saying it was a book about love, but this is about marriage and child rearing and relationships with old friends from when you were a kid, and you grow up with these people, and you're a dad, and they're a dad too, and perhaps they're doing it differently. And many of the observations that I took with me into this process came from conversations with close friends. There are things that my daughter said when she was growing up that I might have moved right into a piece of dialogue. So it was like that. And then wherever my life sort of isn't as interesting as it might be in the novel, then I can add characters. And this book came out beautifully and moves very well. It's kind of juggling humor and pathos and something very, very timely this particular time. Timely in the sense that so many dads are taking on this role as women, husbands and wives get together and say, how are we going to do this best, you know? And it's been interesting to see more dads at home.
In the beginning of the writing, does it come from a place of, okay, this is different and this is what I have noticed and why it is different? Because it doesn't come from a bitter place, certainly.
No, it doesn't come from a bitter place, but it comes from an honest place about the challenges and, let's say, textures of having babies in the home. Maybe, perhaps this will be a real eye-opener to certain dads. It's a story about what it takes to be in there and the kind of patience one requires. And I was more tired after days of child rearing than I ever was from other jobs, like as if I'd spent a day in manual labor. And any mom who's done it would say the same exact thing. And dads who say it, you get this appreciation. So the book's about this traditional role reversal in marriage and an opportunity for the reader to see what that might feel like from the male point of view, which I haven't seen done before. And I didn't aim to do something that hadn't been done before. I did aim to address this interesting phenomenon of daddy as house husband and nurturer. I think it'll be interesting as more dads are at home in this role to see what the result of a kid who had a hands-on and nurturing and loving dad would be might be different in certain ways. We all grow up and have to deal with our own issues. Maybe there's something to be said for that if the right dad is home and applying this much patience and thought to that to this all important process.
I mentioned in the introduction, I mean, there is this Mr. Mom idea, and of course that was a film with Michael Keaton, but it was always the series of mishaps that happens when mom isn't around and dad takes over these roles, and suddenly, you know, you're trying to dry off the puppy in the microwave. So I don't, you know, it's not exactly a flattering depiction.
Yeah, Mr. Mom is a movie probably from 83 or something like that. And appropriately, he's lost and bumbling, and he loses his job, and then becomes the house husband immediately on a Tuesday. I was in there from the get-go, which meant there was a lot to be learned, and I had my ears open, and I became good at these tasks. So it's not me bumbling so much as in real time, facing some real issues that come up for parents. I don't want to say what they are, these challenges that he sees, but he sees them in real time and he needs to deal with them. And his emotions and his rumination are offered to the reader as he is faced with some of these things. And I don't want to say too much, but it's about, you know, emotional connection and trying to keep a marriage healthy and moving, just as the process of raising the kids is with a wife who is away and she's taken on that role. So it's a little bit of a year in the life of a family who has a lot to say about this switch of role reversals.
And there is a sense of what she is gaining/losing in this
right
situation as well.
Right. In this situation, the mom, she wants to be home just as much as the dad who's out working would like to be home. And in this case, she's traveling quite a bit, and he finds himself, this protagonist just finds himself on this new planet that's 106 degrees, and it's a very different environment for him, but it's also beautiful, and he absorbs this new world. And one interesting thing is that in San Francisco it's earthquake country, but there's no such thing as lightning. It's just my kids grew up not knowing what lightning was, and we arrived to the St. Petersburg, the lightning capital of the country. And there were some explosions outside our house, and the kids are looking at me like, "Can we get back to earthquake country where we know what's going on?" You know, so.
And certainly, it also seems as though the through line to the book, the baseline, if you will, is you know, how the kids are going to turn out with all of this.
Right.
I mean, not wanting to screw that up.
So much not wanting to screw that up. And somebody offers you, you know, you say, "God, I got an issue here." And somebody says, "Well, read this book," you know, and it says, "You are not your kid's friend. You are his dad. He needs you differently than that." So he's absorbing, okay, this book says that, this is my instinct, and there he is over there, and I've got a deal, you know, and it's me. And there's a little girl coming down there's a little girl over there, too. So balls in the air and trying to juggle it all. It's, yeah, quite a ride.
Has it gotten easier?
Very much. Oh, yeah. My kids are, they're sort of built to go, I like to say, like, precocious and this is the first summer where they're both away for sleepover camp, and now it's my role to say, okay, I'm waking. The house is empty. I don't even know what that feels like yet, but this summer I'm going to feel that. I'll probably be super lonely, but I think I'll pull it off.
You'll make your way through.
Yeah, I'll make my way through it.
Sure,
I'll be all right. All right. I hope I get letters from the kids.
Well, the name of the book is The Daddy Diaries. It is from Prince Street Press. Joshua Braff, thank you very much for being with us, and best of luck with the book.
Thank you so much, Joe. I appreciate it.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Again, the title of the book, The Daddy Diaries. Joshua Braff is the author. It's published by Prince Street Press. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.